And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Standen, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standen.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing Charters. He operates right out of Fisherman's Landing there next door to us. And we're going to be talking sword fishing, tuna, and a whole bunch more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start. With a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. So cool to get to have Brandon in here. Lots to talk about. Good fishing, sorting going on. It's going to be a fun show.
Well, obviously, it's Sunday, November 3rd.
Yeah.
The day after Tackle Day.
Yeah,
so that was a little bit of error on that
last spot. I wasn't going to mention that part, but yes.
But great Tackle Day yesterday.
Yeah. Wasn't that good? Yeah.
Really good.
We were really, really stoked. It's been an awesome day. The weather was beautiful. The sales were really good. Tons of people came out. It was just one of those things that you're stoked. We were really happy to get to offer such good deals, and you know that's our family, the guys that buy the gear from us, and they were stoked to get it. It was just an awesome day. A lot of money
raised. The sky opened up last night.
Yeah, after we were done and put away.
Yeah.
You know, there's always like,
it's good timing.
No, early November in San Diego, your odds are pretty good that it's going to be good weather, but you know, it's November, there's always a possibility, and you start, you know, we put so much effort into that day, seminars and sales and people and all the work, and like you just hope that the weather, you know, doesn't put a kibosh on things. And then when there was a little bit of rain looming, it's always, man, I hope not. And it just worked
just
out perfect.
Held off
just a rad
just
day
long enough.
Yeah, we were really stoked.
Rollo did fantastic.
I heard,
Mike Lumpson,
yeah.
Baker and the guys helping out there had a fantastic day raising money to take kids fishing. And I mean, the sales you guys had were unbelievable.
It was pretty spectacular.
You really missed it.
I think it was our best one ever. It was our best one
as far as sales go.
I mean deals go. You know,
there were some deals.
It was really good.
Yeah.
We had Talikas for 20% off and free Spectra, like of your choice. You know, if you're a guy that likes hollow or solid or max quattro or multicolor or whatever, like you got to pick. It was no cheap thing that you were stuck with. It was really good. Yeah, it was a very special
thing. I even
sale.
Saw Captain Brandon Hayward shopping around over there this morning.
That wasn't early enough.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good buddy.
Great to have you.
You
were on your way out swordfish fishing.
Yeah, we went yesterday. We had a bite.
Yeah.
Didn't connect on it, but that 2 minutes was the most exciting part of my week.
Yeah. So, but you've been connecting here with a few, huh?
We've caught two. Dylan's caught two on Mexi Cats, which is something I would have liked to connect them more, you know, puller hooks and miss bites and just the variance of that fish. You can run really, really hot for a few trips. and you can be on the other side of it. You know what I mean? So this that was not the best week for us, unfortunately. But when you look around at the landscape, you know, we've caught two, and I don't see anyone else who's caught two. So we're doing it. And the grade of fish, like we were talking about earlier, the fact that when you put a bait down right now, you have a shot. I look at it, you have a shot of a 400-plus pounder. So that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And usually you got to go to Tasmania or New Zealand to have a shot like that, you know. In Louisiana, they don't catch them much bigger than 200 pounds. And in Florida, that's a good fishery, but there's a lot of small fish. And it's more mixed up. So dare you say the best place in the world right now for a 400-pound swordfish is San Diego?
Crazy, huh?
Pretty wild.
Really cool.
That's what I was going to say, and I didn't mean to interrupt, but it seems like there's been more over that mark than there's been under this year.
Or
at least every bit as much. Like, it's crazy.
Yep. I ran over in Gaff Niels, your boat partners. Just the sight of that fish is just like, whoa.
How big was that?
433 was how big his fish was. And with as insane as that is, you know, to catch a 400-pounder, you know, 10, 15 miles from where we tie the boat up, the day before, they pulled on one for 2.5 hours with, you know, with a good friend of ours who does deep-set buoy fishing, and they had that fish, and unfortunately, it pulled at 2.5 hours, he said, less than 20 feet from the boat. I mean, they were staring at it, and the fish came up with a jump, and they said that fish was significantly larger than the 433 that they got. Not a little bit, not the same size, but clearly bigger.
And then, of course, state record was caught.
Yeah,
right?
Luke with that 666 or 660 something.
I'd be scared to stick a gaff in that thing, right?
There's a lot that goes into that fish. So, yeah, we've played cat and mouse with it since 2019 when it kind of the breakout season.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Cool. So that's kind of your gig right now. And you're down to two boats now, right?
I'm down to two boats, which is nice. I have the Freeman, and then we sold the Parkers. They were great boats, and they still are great boats. And I wanted to bridge. I want an all-catamaran fleet because it works for me, and our customers like it. And I wanted to bridge a pilot house design with the catamaran, so I married those two things. And we have that 26-foot Mexicat, which I just took delivery of a month and a half ago.
That's such a cool boat.
It's a cool boat. Where is Mexico? Is it made in Mexico?
It is. Well, it was made, and we laid the hull up here. We put the house on here. We painted it and did a lot of the extra things in Mexico to kind of save and be able to use real paint.
So it's a custom.
It's a custom boat. It's a custom build. So his shop is in Ensenada, and usually he makes a lot of smaller boats. Like Dylan's one of my best friends who I grew up with, and he works for us year round. Yeah, but he does. He really heads up the swordfish end of things. So he has a 14-footer, which everyone knows he's caught 7 or 8 solo swordfish on it.
Got a 14-footer.
Yeah.
He is a swordfish effing scientist, man. Like, he's got it.
He has it, and he has a lot of gifts in life, and one of those gifts is when he super focuses on something, he super focused on something
and
does
it. Really cool to see.
But yeah, so it's good having those two boats, and I think for where we're at in the landscape right now, nobody needs three boats. You know what I mean? The two fit the bill perfect. So the Mexicat will do its lobster Catalina type thing. I'm looking forward to running that boat myself, and we're going to do that after swordfish. And then we have the Freeman that if a guy calls and he wanted to fish that yellowfin tuna, you could actually go and do it on that boat.
That's great. That's true.
Yeah.
You got the speed and the range and the time.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
That's so cool. You're still doing Catalina?
Yeah. We still do all the same things. Everything in all fishing ebbs and flows, and what you create and what you put out there is what you're going to run and do. So we've put more emphasis into swordfish the last few falls, but we still do that Catalina lobster thing. And I'd love to do more swordfish up there. Just San Diego's been the hotbed for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, how has the Catalina lobster thing been going?
We only did one set on kind of a combo trip with people who just wanted
enough.
Yeah, they wanted enough for dinner. So we did it close to Avalon in a spot that's been hit pretty hard. We caught three out of one set. But the Gale Force and the Triton and those sport boats, they're doing well. The Santa Monica Bay is good for the guys at Redondo Sport Fishing. Like, our lobster fishery in the recreational zones is very, very healthy. Very healthy.
And so are you still doing it with Bite Sport Fishing? You're still doing the same program? Sea bass, bluefin tuna, swordfish, lobster, still the same program.
Maybe even more so. We split the boats up for sea bass season, and one lives up in Oxnard because the Channel Islands are the best place to catch a sea bass. Where when I started, I built my entire business around one fish in one area, right?
Very, very naive. One-man charters.
I was very naive. Eve and how that could have worked out, but the stars aligned and somehow it worked out.
Yeah.
So now we split our time for sea bass, and that's one boat doing Catalina out of Huntington Beach and one boat doing Oxnard, Channel Islands.
You guys have had such tremendous fishing in that Channel Islands sea bass fishing the last couple of years. How was that this year in comparison? Like, it just looked so fun seeing Jake and all the photos and social media and catching those fish up in shallow and casting lures and all that. Did that fishery happen? Did that bite happen again this year?
It did. It was good fishing. It started a little bit later. Okay. We didn't get that April big fish, which it seems like every third year you get that April, you know. April and November are your kind of swing months, right? But if you can make it those 2 months, you're doing really good. It did happen, and we were catching them in 2 feet of water, throwing slugs at them. Like, the different styles that we've used for that fish since I started, from developing that bobber fishing and the kelp after the squid ended, and people are like, there won't be any sea bass, and to the fluke fishing now and everything, it's really neat. That fish has the most gears, believe it or not, of any fish in California. It just gets pegged as a dropper loop kind of fish, but it's not at all.
At all.
No.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
And I have a vested interest in that fish and a crazy connection to it.
Totally.
But from bird schools on the beach to the bobber fishing to fishing in the kelp, using the flukes, you know, the only thing we don't get anymore is like legit bait grounds fishing. Like, everyone thinks Catalina bait grounds, the V's.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That hasn't happened since I've owned this business.
Yeah. You know? Is that right?
I can count on the number of bait grounds trips I put together at Catalina on one hand.
So when's that kind of start? That whole sea bass thing.
Now, I feel like the only month I don't have total confidence in is September. Uh-huh. You could go to Catalina or the coast right now, and if you had 3 days to really work at it and do it, you could put a catch together. November, there's always fish local and there. But really, January, February, like a winter type thing, is when I kind of reset and click it back and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the season comes, and is that big fish still around? I mean, people are saying, oh, they're not catching as many big fish as they used to. But
sea bass?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not how it was during the heyday from 2010 to 14 with the squid and everything here. But we still catch 50 and 60 pounders at the islands. And I only caught one local this year, but a little bit of kelp sprouted back up and actually caught a local sea bass, which was pretty neat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That
was local sea bass right off of PB there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bait grounds and stuff.
Yeah, that happened this summer, too. So,
yeah.
My own scope of sea bass fishing, once that happens and there's a lot of boats and it's local, like, I don't really want to be a part of that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I don't mix it up too much in that landscape.
You guys have had such tremendous success in all of the trophy-type fisheries that you target, whether it be the sea bass or the big tunas or big swordfish. Do you have a personal favorite? Like, does one get you more fired up if
it's
really good tuna fishing
exists? It's still the sea bass.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
It's still the sea bass. Like, sliding into a spot at Catalina, and you see the, like, oh, everything's aligned.
Uh-huh.
We have the proper current and the proper everything, and it's like a page out of In the Gray.
Yeah.
Those moments are pretty exciting. But the swordfish is right there behind it.
Yeah.
Right there behind it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to choose one or the other.
I'd take the sea bass.
Yeah. You're the sea bass king,
I'd
man.
I'd take the sea bass.
Yeah. Nothing like that.
Don't you love
those all-nighters, too? And just
I like it all when they're biting.
Yeah.
I don't like it when they stop biting or I'm looking for them. And I always say I like to be challenged with that fish until it's challenging. And then, But the all-nighter part.
What about that wintertime yellow at Catalina? Like the combo yellow sea bass, lobster.
Yeah, that's my goal in January.
Yeah.
That one year when we had that good fishing at Freddy's, we ran 21 days in January. That was a
big deal.
So
that's typically when we get the best weather.
Best weather. I think like January is an extension of fall, and it's not totally winter yet. And April is winter. It's getting people to go that time of year. But, we leave at 4 a.m. We fish in the morning. We slide into Avalon, have a lunch, have a nap, eat lobsters, get a golf cart, whatever you want to do. If you want to get off the boat and go on the island, you know. And then in the afternoon, we do lobsters. Most of the trips we do fish like a day and a half trip.
Uh-huh.
But given our speed and abilities to kind of do things, you can do it in a day, you know?
That's
still
cool.
Do the trips and spend the night on the island and stay at the hotels and do all that. Yeah, our goal is to build a custom fishing experience I have no rules, you know?
Yeah.
So,
right.
And wherever the bluefin tunas are, I'm going to bring the boats up there so they're the closest to the fish.
That is so cool.
I love that about
that
you guys.
That's such a great concept.
We've had so many customers that like, oh, yeah, I booked a trip and we were going to go tuna fishing here. And, yeah, we talked to Brandon last week and that fish moved here. So now we're picking up our gear and we're running up the coast 50 miles because I just love it. You're not stationary. You do whatever the best thing for your customers is.
San Nicolas and SBI are going to be the backdrops that you're flying the kite into now, I mean, you kind of have to be up there.
Yeah.
And you spent a lot of time up there with bluefin this year, right?
That was all
up
there.
That's where it was.
All up there, which is pretty neat. It's the cool thing about the bluefin is at this point we've caught them everywhere.
Yeah,
I've caught them behind Anacapa. I've caught them behind Santa Cruz. I've, on hot and glassy days, flown the kite into Santa Rosa Island.
Like, that's really wild.
For a
backdrop. That's wild. How cool.
And I have never gone above Point Conception to fish them, whereas with sea bass, I would follow that fish up past Conception. I fished a llama before. So we've checked all the boxes with bluefin.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty crazy.
You guys dabbled your fingers, was it last year, into taking the boat all the way up and catching albacore?
Oh, yeah, we did that.
That I thought was so cool, and I don't know how it was or wasn't, but I just thought that was such a, again, just in the terms of that's what bite sport fishing does. Like, you pick a custom, cool thing, and you do it, whether it's lobsters or sea bass or fish, I thought that was so rad.
It was neat. We caught fish, but we got up there a little bit too late.
Okay.
We want to be up there in August. It's the weather.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, you could plan.
We live in a kiddie pond here compared to that, right?
Absolute swimming pool compared to up there. So, yeah, it's like everything has to align with the weather and everything. But it's so intriguing to me. There's big eyes up there, and
yeah,
it's just something different.
So cool.
Different.
Like you say, how do you run a business on something where you know, a guy books 3 months in advance, but the odds of having a weather window on that day are slim and none?
Yep. I get tough, it. But. We tried it, and I'm open to doing it again, but just my takeaway from it was the weather, getting up there in time and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Are we going to have bluefin next year?
I think that fish is here. I think it's taking on different shapes and different trajectories and different grades and the landscape. I don't want to say they've lost that loving feeling with bluefin, but it's just the status quo now. And it's also like a year. I was talking to Jake about this last night. It starts in March when the Polaris Supreme or whoever catches them, and it goes until November. You could go catch that fish right now, but there's just not the interest.
Right.
Whereas seasons 2, 3, 4 with it, November, 60 Mile Bank, everyone's running full, and it was a novelty.
Yes.
So we'll have bluefin. It's here. At some point it'll change. But I don't see that happening next year.
Did your charters take advantage of some of that phenomenal yellowtail fishing we had at the Coronado Islands?
We did. I think that was the backstop that saved every small charter operation around here, because there wasn't the local tunas and everything, which I never saw that coming. Yeah, totally. And that bluefin at SKR is that's an art
really
in itself,
cool.
And that's something that we've done. You don't get it every year, but that's always been something that's kind of in my repertoire.
Yeah.
So to have that's really, really, really neat, too.
Pretty special.
Yeah. But thank God for the Coronados, because if not, it's already tough enough, because if you charge different rates and you have island rates from a business perspective and you fish the islands all year, it's a different everything, right?
Yeah. So, well, you got the FMM, you've got the Mexican permits.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of money.
There's a lot of moving parts in it. So while it... And you have to talk your people into it a little bit, because people who book 2 months in advance are not saying, I want to fish the Coronados in August.
People have to have a passport, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank God for that, and thank God for that backstop. But we need local kelp fish and wide-open yellowfin and the bluefin.
Nice. Yeah. We'll take it all.
Totally.
The grade of the island's anchor bluefin was really special this year, too. I mean, just catching a bluefin tuna with your anchor on the ground at the Coronado Islands just in itself is, like, very cool. The history that's behind it and all that stuff. But to see the size of the fish that we had to shoot, that's what was
really neat.
40 pounder out, was, you know, something else.
Jake had a trip, no exaggeration. They caught a calico bass, a 25-pound halibut, and a bluefin on almost consecutive casts on the same anchor job in 90 feet of water.
How cool is
that? That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So, if somebody says, hey, Brandon, I want to go catch a swordfish, how to do it?
Well, the first thing I say is you're playing a really high-risk game of gambling, so you have to have real expectations. And I tell them you can go anywhere in the world for this fish. You can do it here, but the success rate isn't sky high, right? Do you have that gamble in you? And if they say yes, or a lot of people want to learn, like a lot of people who have success now have success because they went with us a couple years ago, you know?
Sure.
So I say, let's go. It's awesome. I love doing it. The guys love doing it. The guys are incredibly skilled at it, and we all have our own techniques and everything.
Is it a half-day trip, three-quarter-day trip?
Everything we do is a very, very full day. So we meet at sunrise, and we come home at sunset or after sunset. If a guy said, I want to go... if a guy said, I want to go for a half day, like Wednesday, Jake's going to go do a drift for swordfish and come in today and catch lobsters because he's one of the guys who usually goes to Catalina, does lobster for us. He's not super into the sword, but he wants to try it and check it out once. So we're going to try that.
Yeah.
But to have success, it's a be here early, you know, 6 a.m. and get home at 6 p.m. type of deal.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah. Time change now. It's going to change a little bit of things.
It was interesting. This morning I was like, well, the sun's up.
Yeah.
So it'll change things a little bit.
Yeah.
But
how much does that cost to do a sword trip?
It's $29.50 on the Mexicat, and I'm still honoring last year's pricing on the Freeman, so it's $3,500 on the Freeman.
And you can have up to four people on that.
You can have six on the Freeman, and that Mexicat fishes well with three
wow.
or four.
That
okay. Mexicat is really for my existing clientele that's like groups of one or two or
gotcha.
Three, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how big is the Mexican?
It's 26
feet. 26.
Your bow's wide open, which is really cool.
Yeah. So cool.
It's a nice
you guys
boat.
Built
yeah.
such a cool layout with that thing. It really,
it's unique.
You described it as a blend between your cat that you have now in the Freeman and a Parker, and it really is that. Like, it's
totally.
It's got the comfort and dryness of the house and a place to sit down and a place to be.
I feel like it's all elements. My favorite riding 23 was that Maritime that we had. Mm-hmm. They were designed by the designer, the commercial division of Boston Whaler. Incredible riding boat. Had that boat in Mexico for 8 years for personal use. Love that thing. But we love the pilot house of the Parker and getting
yeah.
out of weather. And the West Coast is such a pilot house centric mindset,
yes.
you know. And then the stability of a catamaran and the ability to fish in the bow, having access
That's
to your
thing.
Bow.
Exactly.
Because your stern and your bow are almost the same width. So that was an element on the Parkers that we couldn't fish from
right.
comfortably or totally safe. You
right.
know what I mean? And it's okay to say that because that boat's not designed to have four people fishing in the bow.
Right.
A catamaran
yeah.
is. And fuel consumption, I get three times better fuel economy with that thing. So I've been able to make a boat where I charge less than I did for the Parker right now. And I'll be able to charge even less once I kind of pay myself back for the build on it.
In a brand new boat.
In a brand new
yeah,
boat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
yeah.
What do you power it with?
That has twin 150 Yamahas, and we could have put 115s on it.
Really?
Yeah. Catamaran. You're operating with air as much as you're operating with water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about the cat thing.
Learned a lot about the cat thing. I'm flirting with selling the Freeman and buying an Invincible, which the fit and finish is nicer. There's seating and all that other stuff. And looking at the two models of how the two top catamarans were built is really interesting. It'd be a whole
other topic. Invincible and Freeman are like the top two?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, for years, Freeman was, there was a 4-year wait to get one of those.
Uh-huh.
That's insane.
Insane. And so as things have shifted, that wait's not as long. But other boat builders, including Invincible, started offering catamarans because what's the purpose of business?
Yeah, sure.
There's a problem. People can't get one of these boats in 4 years. Let's do it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
Invincible went to Morelli and Melvin, which is right here on Shelter Island, which was the leader of catamaran design using hydrodynamics and computers and all this other stuff, where Freeman's a blue-collar guy who built the ultimate boat in his backyard to scale and
yeah.
did all of this.
Interesting.
The two disparities of them is incredible.
That's
you
were
cool.
talking about Camus building catamarans, too, West
they,
Coast Marine.
They make a 30 and a 35. Yeah,
yeah,
I haven't checked those out, but I'm
and
very
those are supposed to be pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Benny Florentino's running the Camus, but it's not a cat. It's the monohull.
Right.
So they do kind of both.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
dabble in both.
I had the second Freeman on the West Coast. You give credit where credit's due. Billy Kay showed that this is a great boat, and there's people who will pay this amount to do it, to go on a $500,000+ catamaran.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now there's at least 40.
Yeah.
I've done
40?
There's at least 40
no.
Freemans. My Freeman was the first Freeman on the Pacific Coast. Not that it matters, but it was a – it doesn't matter. But there's more than 40 of these go-fast catamaran center consoles that are just Freemans.
Unreal.
And you see more than a couple
yeah.
handfuls. Of
I mean, Grady White makes catamaran. I mean, there's several
oh, really? Okay.
companies that make them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because the West old catamaran designs were clunky and didn't quarter well, and people hold on to this belief.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not true.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, there's a mystique about this thing from 30 years ago.
Just zoom out. The rest of the world, including the Gulf states, ride fish catamarans.
Yeah.
They ride 90-mile runs. Nowhere else on planet Earth do they try to make 80-mile runs in monohull pilot houses.
Yeah.
It's not throwing shade or being rude. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's an asinine concept.
So What do you see? What's the contrast between you've run both monohulls and catamarans? What's the contrast between the two?
Stability, fuel economy, the ability to treat your bow like it's your stern.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, those are the main
things. So what's
things.
The distractions for from a catamaran? What's
price?
Like,
Costs twice as much as a monohull.
Oh, is that
twice
right?
Twice as much material.
Twice as much motor and maintenance and such like that.
Well, for me, I did the hard math on it, and the Mexicat bridged everything. Your outboard engines become an incredible liability, which I've discussed before. And like when you put this into a business plan and model, you see like, whoa, this is my business biggest liability. I just cut my repower costs in more than half.
Because
West Coast just serviced the 150s, and I got the bill, and I'm like, whoa, this is...
Where's the rest of it?
Where's the rest of it? This is 60% less than my bill for the 28.
And a 300 or something.
Twin 300s.
Yeah.
I get 2.7, 2.5, 2.6.
Really?
I got 0.9.
Wow.
On the Parkers, 1.1.
Wow.
But you have a pilot house?
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe Brandon Hayward will be going into the boat business.
That's not
going to
happen.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Brandon Hayward. Now we're going to keep rolling.
No doubt about that.
Boats, in the end, boats are trade-offs like everything in life, any sort of fill in the blank. There's huge cases, like a 39-foot monohull with a Seakeeper might be the ultimate boat for bluefin because it's bigger than a 34, and you're landing on two waves.
Right.
So it's whatever works for you, but this is the model that I'm choosing to move forward with.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, you do a lot of different things with these boats, and so much as I just can't get over that, Freeman, like that you can put four guys shoulder to shoulder and all cast at a spot of bluefin or cast on the bow when you're at the islands or whatever it might be. Like it really is. I mean, the whole boat can be up there.
Yeah,
and
pretty cool.
That wasn't the case in a previous boat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, great show lined up for today. We're ready to roll now.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Going to be a lot of fun. If you want to join us, man, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text. There's already so many great texts that have come through this morning. And if you want to send us a text, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And you can check all the archives. You can listen on your way home from work. It's a great way. And the only way to send in your questions to Brandon today is through that app. And when you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need to make sure we can get back to you, because we're giving away a great prize today. And that is a full-day trip going fishing on board the San Diego with Captain Matt Brawla, Captain Ryan Boston, a full-day trip. And I just want to give a real quick thanks to Captain Matt Brawla from the San Diego who came to Tackle Days yesterday.
Great seminar.
Man, he did a good seminar. Obviously, they're, you know, he and Gavin with their Captain Concepts, I mean, that's kind of what they're known for, is providing really good info. And, you know, it was so, so good. So,
he's a busy guy, man, between two fish jigs. Yeah. Captain's Concepts, and of course his real job running San Diego.
He is and is going to continue to be very successful for that reason.
Yeah,
it's a lot of stuff.
A hard worker.
It is, and that seminar was fantastic. So I really appreciate Captain Matt, and appreciate the fact that somebody's going to get to go fishing with him or Captain Boog on a full day trip on board the San Diego. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great fishing info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are rolling through. Texts are rolling through. What a great day this is.
Yeah, that's Captain Brandon Hayward, Bite Sport Fishing Charters, talking all kinds of fun stuff with
back in the mix. Brandon.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated with this whole catamaran thing, because back in the day, it was always like, oh, catamarans, those things, like they sneeze a lot, and right. They're not really good going downswell.
Right.
The only time I've really experienced a catamaran was over in Midway Island. We fished on these, I forget what kind of catamarans
they
were.
Oh, yeah, Dylan lived out there.
Yeah, and they were cool, you know, and the weather's rough out there.
Right.
And I think that's why they did.
You get to drive one today at 12:02, you can slide it right out of the dock.
There you go. But it's just fascinating. Has design changed on catamarans? Is that
massively,
where they're better?
Massively.
Yeah.
Monohulls and catamarans has changed, and they have what's called vented hulls now, so those little steps you see up the side.
Oh.
So as you come up on plane, you'll feel the steps. You'll break off steps and get on plane pretty fast.
I see.
And then air travels through all of that.
Uh-huh.
And so by doing that and trimming up your engines, you don't even have trim tabs, you can pretty much fly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, no, there's...
Is it scary sometimes you go too fast, you can flip over?
I bought that boat in San Jose del Cabo.
Yeah.
And I brought it up the entire Gulf on this incredible two-phase journey.
Yeah.
Literally. And, when I drove it the first time, I was legitimately scared. Like, I've never gone that fast in a boat. And I grew up working on sport boats going, 10 knots and driving all night. So it's totally different.
Huh.
Sidebar, I want to throw a shout-out to my kids who are listening.
Oh!
Ella, good job on your sea bass and your yellowtail this year, and I appreciate when you come out on the boat. I know it's not always your thing, but we love having you, and I love you very much. And Finn and Noah, it's awesome doing our thing together. So yeah, I love you guys.
Cool. I was hoping the boys were, like, Brandon's got a legit crew now that's really fun for us at the tackle store to see the boys tagging along and working on the boat. And
it's really neat.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was hoping they were going to be in.
Are they watching on Facebook, YouTube Live? Are they listening on the app, or are they listening on 1090?
You know, like you said,
so many
like you said 15 years ago, radio's a theater of the mind.
Yeah.
So I think they're listening on.
They're listening. Video. Okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
But
they know what dad looks like.
They do. I went on a 7-day with Finn on the Royal Star.
Yeah. How cool is that trip, huh?
I like going with them because talk about a polished operation and that a model you can look at that's incredible. And it was on the heels of that 100 fish wahoo day they had the next trip. So we me, Finn, Jake, Finn, and I went, and it was the best you can imagine on a 7-day trip.
Wow.
And fished like the greatest 10 day, which was really neat.
That's right.
Really. And
Wahoo, all that yellowfin.
It was
yellowtail.
Yeah. We had like 70 Wahoo the 2 days in a row.
70 Wahoo.
We all got a 60 pounder, Jake, Finn, and I.
Oh.
Yeah. And good tunas there. Reminded me of 15 years ago at the Rocks, you know,
yeah.
Good grade of tuna. And then we slid in and brown town, as Alex put it, you know, one anchor job and just tuna on the corner.
That's yeah.
So rad.
Yeah.
That's so
epic
cool.
Yellowtail, buddy. I got a 75-pound yellowtail.
Oh, one my
that's
God.
On the cover of the newspaper.
That's Bob Dawson from Dawson Insurance Services.
And he,
yeah.
he was great to fish.
He called me from
with.
The boat when he caught that fish.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, Pete, it's Bob Dawson. He says, I just caught a 75-pound yellowtail. And it's like,
it
cool.
Was,
I was like, are you calling me from the Royal Star? He's like, yeah.
Starling,
baby. Like, Starling.
Yeah, it was the most proportioned.
He was so excited about that. But Bob's like 80-something, right?
He's not
and
doing
he's,
it.
He's a stud.
Smoking cigs and
yeah.
catching 75-pound yellows. Let's go.
75, and so he's on the front page of Western Outdoor News.
Yeah.
So check that picture out. Because,
really cool.
Yeah, and then they also, Western Outdoor News, all information about the upcoming Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament that's coming up this weekend,
yeah, they're
right?
Some nice ones down there.
Yeah,
too.
So that should be a big deal.
Yeah.
So check out the Western Outdoor News and
yeah.
and see Bob's. Bob says he's so proud of that fish, as he should be.
Yeah, no
75.
Doubt.
How many 75-pound yellows do you catch on a West Coast?
Do you
Coast?
Remember when Darren at the tackle shop got that 72-pounder or whatever it was? That was the first trip I worked on the Excel.
Yeah.
And that yellowtail looked like a spawned-out porpoise.
It was very odd. Big, round head.
Remember that
yeah,
fish?
Yeah, I totally do.
And I've seen other 70s at Guadalupe, but this one was the most proportioned yellowtail.
Right.
Yeah. Ever seen. It was such
giant.
An amazing, amazing fish.
Yeah.
When they get big like that, they don't often look that way.
Yeah.
We have one hanging in the wall, the tackle store, that's my favorite yellowtail ever. It was an 88-pounder, but the thing that's so cool about it is it might as well be a 12-pounder from, it might as well be a 12-pound fish from La Jolla that you just computer made bigger.
That's like, yeah. insane.
And you're,
yeah.
and you're right. Yeah, 70-pounders often look funky. They got a giant head and a skinny body, whatever
yeah.
it is. But for a fish to be perfectly proportioned like that.
And what a guy
really
to catch
cool.
it.
So
really
yeah,
cool.
Bob is super cool.
So anyways, the 7 day was amazing.
Yeah, and the Royal Star, what an operation.
It's just a great craft.
Yeah.
Every
Alex
every
was running the boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Customer
he's
service
master.
Skills and fishing skills. And
he's
the,
got some skill.
Most of the long range guys are all of them. They have this incredible presence,
yes.
different presence. Andy
yep.
has a different presence
right.
than Tim or Rand,
yeah.
you know.
Speaking of Andy Cates, he'll be here
incredible.
Next Sunday.
Oh,
1 week from today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we roped him in.
Maybe the funniest guy in sport fishing.
Yeah.
His dry humor
yeah.
is just
totally.
The best.
Yeah.
If you get it. To some people,
oh,
it might be lost
oh,
on him.
Love Andy.
Yeah.
So he's going to, he's tough to get. And finally, like, nailed him down. I was like, can you come next Sunday? He's like, God.
And can't. Only about having a good time.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only thing he's
oh,
concerned
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's cool.
His seminar on the trip, you have to go on the Rooster one time just to hear his seminar on the
yeah.
way down. It's like
that's cool.
part comedy hour and incredibly educational.
Yeah.
So.
Super good guy.
Yeah.
Well, hey, phones are packed. Texts are packed up. They want to talk to Brandon. Let's jump into it, Rick.
That sounds good. Why don't we start off on the phones with Brady, who's called us from Costa Mesa this morning. Brady, thanks for getting us started here on the phones. Yo, Brady. Well, looks like we might have lost Brady. So in the meantime, we've got a great text standing by from Sean in Chula Vista. It says, hey, I'm really bummed that I had to miss Tackle Day yesterday. I really wanted to enter the casting contest, being an avid iron chucker myself. No doubt the reel was exciting, but I was more excited to hear about the opportunity to be on the next Jig Chuckers Ball trip. Brandon, could you talk a little bit more about that? And he also wants to know what the longest casting distance was to the winner. And then also wanting to know if you've ever thought about putting together a sea trip with one of your boats?
Oh, what a, those are good questions. Jig Chuckers Ball, you know, I own a journal called the Bite Journal, and we haven't done a new one since COVID. Few different factors, but I'm 100% committed to doing two more, like in that fashion, than making it like a coffee table style book. So I talked to Booger and Ryan on the San Diego, and we're going to bring that trip back and do it in an element where passengers could come and buy a ticket and
yeah.
kind of fish with the legends. Because the cool thing about fishing, you can't go swing a golf club with Tiger Woods or fill in the blank or play football with whoever. But in fishing, it's such a cool blue collar trade
yeah.
that you can like mix it up with like great people like Matt and
totally.
So we're going to bring that trip back and hash out the details of it. So that's the deal there. A trip out of Cedros, you know, that Freeman can go anywhere, do anything, and it's such a cool platform, and I've thought how neat that would be, but just due to politics and the way that things work in Mexico, I don't think that's possible. But on the best of days, San Clemente Island can still mirror that. You can still have great bass fishing, catch 100 bass a day, and catch a yellow on the surface iron outside Lost Point in the middle of winter, you know, and have a technical element to it. So that's always available to us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of San Clemente Island, Captain Benny Flentino sent me a picture of a calico bass. That from Clemente. Look at the size of that thing, huh?
Lord.
On a two-fish jig. It says he was so excited. It says, two-fish cast iron San Clemente Island. Thanks for having Matt and I do the seminar on calico bass fishing yesterday at Tackle Day. Great sail and great meeting and seeing all the anglers. Great show. Info from Captain Brandon Hayward. So that's from Benny Florentino.
Is there a person in this industry that is a better representative of product and people than Ben Florentino?
Benny Florentino is the man.
That guy is
the ultimate tackle rep.
He is so knowledgeable, and he's so forthcoming with that, and he's so good with people, and loyal to the brands that he's part of, and just an awesome guy. And again, just honored to have him be a part of our Tackle Day. Like, there is just not more polished fishing people out there than Ben. And then
his son, too.
That was what was so cool yesterday, getting to have a father-son duo do our seminar with Ben and Matt, and, you know, Matt's new position with Salty Crew, which is rad.
Yeah.
Very, very fun. Good to have you, Benny.
Now, is that a special edition, the Fisherman's Landing Salty Crew?
Yeah, scoop that out.
Are they going to sell those?
Yeah, for sure. They were available for sale yesterday at Tackle Day, and then a whole bunch coming in. This is just a Salty Crew t-shirt that they're making.
Fisherman's Landing.
It has the old school. If you remember back in the day, like the iconic sign that was on the top of the old building was like my favorite thing.
Right.
I worked there when I was a teenager, and that neon sign, sport fishing with the marlin jumping, and it's just such a cool soul thing. And Jared said that that's something he's always wanted, that sign was so synonymous with sport fishing. So it's just a regular Salty Crew shirt available for purchase everywhere. They literally got them finished the day before Tackle.
Wow.
So we will have.
Where is that sign? Does it still exist?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
It was purchased by a company who buys things like that for movie props. Mm. So it wasn't purchased with a prop in mind. So it's like, you know, Doug told me this, like, it's in some field somewhere where a company owns a ton of like things just like that. So one of these days we'll all probably be watching some weird Netflix movie and like, oh my god, there's the sign from Fisherman's Land.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's owned by a company that does that. So,
how bizarre.
Yeah, one of these days it'll probably pop up somewhere.
All right.
Really, really cool.
Let's try the phones again.
All right, that sounds good. Brady from Costa Mesa, you still got us there? Good morning, Brady. Looks like he might have popped off. Well, how about we jump back in for Hills, Thomas Ventura. Hey, Hills, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm wondering, Brandon, do you and Jake, when you're fishing, Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa and all that, do you guys try and catch some halibut while you're out there too? Because I've actually done that, you know, and it can be really good.
Hey, good morning. We do a lot of that. You catch a lot of that incidental for sea bass. You know, that fluke fishery, fishing that fluke on a bass rod has been a great way to fish the last couple of years, and Jake's a master of it. So you catch a lot of halibut coming and going, and we target it as well. And our halibut fishery from, call it now until the spring, has been a real incredible thing the last couple of years. It doesn't get the limelight in the press of the swordfish or the tunas or the sea bass, but I mean, there's guys who catch 50 halibut on an overnight trip now.
Wow.
And such. Like, it's a great fishery, like mirrors the San Francisco Bay for some windows during the winter and spring. So, yeah, we catch lots of halibut, have trips for 4, 6, 8, 12 halibut to go with our sea bass. And then anytime you're fishing that bait grounds at Santa Rosa, you catch monster halibut up there. That's
Santa
a great
Rosa.
Fishery up there, yeah.
I can imagine.
Great fishery.
You just have the weather window.
Yeah, the Freeman is nice up there because you can, even if it's bumpy, you aim it for Anacapa. You come up the back of the islands in good weather and travel at a high rate of speed, and you can fish. I've fished Miguel, Rosa, and Santa Cruz all on the same trip.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you can make huge jumps at 40 knots.
It shrinks the ocean when you're going fast.
So where are you leaving from when you do trips?
We run out of Channel Island Sport Fishing, the old Cisco's, better known as Cisco's.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and we run and work with Sean a lot, my friend that I worked with on the Excel, Sean Stewart. He's the master up there.
He's
the best, and he has an incredible following. And
he owns cool, Landing now?
Guy. No, he owns the Aloha Spirit and the Gray Light.
Ah.
And the Gray Light has become the six-pack sea bass boat on the coast.
Wow.
Such a different style than Catalina. It's a lot of sonar fishing up there.
Huh.
Yep. A lot of sonar fishing.
And he's good at that.
Excellent. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including a big block of your phones. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano's Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California, no one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Captain Brandon Hayward in the studio. Lots of great going on. Talking bite, sport fishing. And it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report today. Sponsored by Gamakatsu. Not just all about hooks. There is so much more, including those killer Gamakatsu fillet knife. Once you try one, you're going to want more. And the new tools that are very special, including those braid scissors, which Rick brought by yesterday. Man, what a cool set of shears. It's braid scissors that are made with ceramic blades. You'll never rust. They're crazy sharp. Really, really cool tools from Gamakatsu. Check out your Gamakatsu dealer, or for more information, you can always check out Gamakatsu.com. We're going to head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Ryan Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, Captain. What's up, Brando?
Hey, how are you, man?
Good. Poor Brandon has been the recipient of I don't know how many random butt dials in the early hours of the morning for my phone. than anyone on the planet. Yeah.
That's all good.
That's funny.
Well, hey, another good week here for us. The cooler water certainly has kind of settled in. It is, as is the case for this time of year, it's just part of the deal. The red tide is starting to push out. That was kind of a factor for us last week. So with that, the half-day scene did perk up a little bit. Of course, the sunshine helped too. So most of the half-day, though, still the action has been coming off the bottom for our anglers, guys fishing Carolina rigs, reverse dropper loops, stuff like that, getting their presentations down at the bottom. I've been catching the sand bass and the sheephead. Of course, the guys fishing the shrimp and the clam, that exotic bait. I've been catching some nicer sheephead. It seems to fish a little bit better than the live bait, but, you know, plenty of big sheephead will go after that sardine. Some of the biggest sheephead I've seen have been caught on the live bait. So that stuff's been definitely relevant for our half day guys. The three-quarter day stuff for us right now has pretty much all been a rockfish focus. The routine setups of the double dropper loop baits were both good in the shallower zones down there off of North County there, Camp Pendleton zone, and then also out on the 14. But out in that 100-fathom zone out there on the 14, those guys, again, I know I talked about last week, those jigs, those guys have been killing it on the jigs, the 250, 300-gram jigs, doing really well on the Bankies, the Chilis, and the bigger Picacho out there. But the quality out there on that bank has been good. It's been kind of a day-to-day. There's been a bit of bait on the bank, so it's been weird. Like, the mornings have been tough for us out there as a result of that, I think. And then as we kind of work through the day, it's been better midday to, you know, time for us to go home kind of a deal. So it's been kind of a bide-your-time deal out there, but it's been very good, and the quality has been excellent out there. And then at Clemente, the Fury has had more really good fishing. It's just quintessential, like, mixed bag opportunity for them, from sea bass and yellows to limits of whitefish, quality cod, potato bass. Just a solid week of fall fishing for them. Little bit of wind here has them at the dock today. As is kind of the case, you know, I just got to pick your weather windows here this time of the year for sure. But it's been very good fishing for them out there as they plow through their week. And, you know, the sea bass and the yellows that they're catching, you know, early in the morning there on the anchor or whatever has been, you know, dropper loop fish on the bait, the squid or whatever, and it's quality fish. It's no slouchy small fish. It's all been, you know, drag pulling, you know, good quality stuff. So good fishing for them there. So just, you know, solid fall week across the board, you know, local and out of the island. If you guys want to hop on a trip with us this week, call and make those reservations. Definitely need a resi to, you know, ensure that the boat gets away from the dock this time of year. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at dnawharf.com.
Willie, we'll sure take that. We got a nice little week of weather coming our way. Some good fishing to be had. Yeah, we'll handle some more of that just fine.
Absolutely. And, you know, props, too, to Noah and Ben. We had them on one of our kids' camps week this last summer on the Thump Hunt. It was a blast having those boys out there, Brandon's kids. It was a good time.
They loved it, and they love fishing with you, and that's such a great program for kids. It really lit a fire under them, and it's really cool.
That's cool. And when does that go up for sale? I know it always sells out. How do you get in on that?
So the best is just to call our office, make sure you're on our email list. We'll put it out. Obviously, it goes first right refusal, kind of goes to the returning kids that have been with us before. But it'll come out here in the next, I would think, in the next month and a half or 2 months. That stuff, we try to get it out early because, like you said, it does fill up quick. So just keep your eyes out for that. Check our social media. We'll always make sure we make an announcement before we shoot that stuff out there.
To drop something real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
2015, the world changed. This is the, like, favorite, top five. 2014, the world changes. There's tunas 5 miles off the beach. But missed in all that is that every single hard bottom and kelp has schools of yellows on it. So you could go outside and do yellowfin, but in the afternoon I'd come in and fish the kelp line, and there'd be no one there except for the three-quarter days, and usually they'd be offshore too. They had the kids camp. I'm set up there. It's good yellowtail fishing, got a 37-pounder on the surface iron, which isn't a normal thing for San Onofre. Wooly comes and sets up outside of me on the kids camp. They throw bait. They hook like, he'll tell better, but I think they hook like 100 and something yellows. And
it was insane. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we got
they're
seven.
All giants, huh?
It was something to be seen. Yeah, I mean, kids what's casting that, everything in their tackle box. Yeah, I can't remember how many hooks we tied on that baby. I was insane.
So cool. You're just kids getting ripped.
Yeah, what a thrill for the kids.
Fun. Really cool. Really cool.
Good stuff.
All right, brother.
Good to hear you, Willie.
Yeah, and so if you want to get on those kick camps, sign up early, get on the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing email blast, and get on those things. Hey, thanks, Willie. And how do we get a hold of you again?
Give us a check at danawharf.com. That's the easiest, or you can call the office, 949-496-5794.
You're the best, brother. Appreciate it very much, cool. Willie. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good. Have a great week. See ya.
See you, bud.
Appreciate that. Hey, let's head it to surf now. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Gundy, good morning.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How's it going, Brandon?
Hey, Gundy. Good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, we're in the transition stage here. You know, we lost a few more ticks on the water temp, you know, 60, 63. We're seeing more of the cool water species. A couple bright spots, though, was some nice halibut taken on the live bait, you know, cool water, the lures don't work as well, so live smelt has kind of been the deal. And then there was a handful of legal white sea bass taken out of the surf line from Santa Barbara all the way to Doheny down there. So short fish and then legal fish to maybe 35 inches, I think, was the best. So that's something to keep your eye on. Like I said, transitioning, you know, not a lot of anglers, but like I said, the guys are plunking away. You see more barred perch, sargo, sculpin, sheephead, that sort of deal, even a couple Garibaldi. Hook, line, sinker, forward, couple legal halibut checked into the shop, a 34-inch fish taken off Black Rock that was up by the Goleta Pier. That was on a Zoom fluke. That's another cooler water lure. Another 32-inch fish was taken at El Capitan on a flash minnow. The barred perch bite has also been best out west there, Refugio, Gaviota, El Capitan. 5 to 8-inch barred perch with a few kickers to 10-inch. Wiley's reported good mixed bag. Reef fishing, guys are using cut squid, maybe market shrimp, stuff like that. Barred perch, sargo, small croakers, sheephead, sculpin, that sort of thing. Big fish reported. Slow fishing on the beaches there. Few quality halibut at the mouths of Alamitos and Huntington Harbor. Live smelt's been the ticket there in the cooler water. Several 30-inch class fish taken. There was some of those same quality fish also taken some of the San Diego lagoons. Hogan's reported mixed bag bite in Dana Point Harbor. One angler soaking cut squid had 2 Garibaldi. That's kind of rare. Real nice ones, too. Probably 3 pounds or better. 2 big sargo, a short sea bass, sculpin, rubber lip, and a short sea bass. And then there was a 35-inch white sea bass taken at Hole in the Fence, which is just below Doheny there on a hard jerkbait. So, you know, wintertime transition, but still some halibut and these sea bass, that's something to keep your eye on.
Yeah, no kidding, man. That sounds like, you know, it's November, and there's the catch. I know.
That's so rad.
Yeah, pretty rad stuff. Well, Gundy, you're the best. We appreciate you very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Good show, gentlemen. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, all right. Gundy.
Thanks, Gundy. That wraps up our catch report.
You got it, man. And today, our catch report sponsored in part by the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. It is out now, and you can find it at local tackle shops, at all the landing. It's full of amazing photographs, tide charts, important dates, trips to make you a better angler. You can find it at a store near you, or you can just order it at surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info of Captain Brandon Hayward of Bite Sport Fishing. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, 12 diesel pumps, easy in and outs too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica,
Pacific Voyager and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Bass Lane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTreks to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrek 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on the boat.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass at the Sea of Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fast Lane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty slit rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.